welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Westerville campus. And this week, we've been discussing the presence of Jesus. John tells us in his gospel account in chapter 1 that the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And what we see throughout Scripture from Genesis all the way to Revelation is that God desires to dwell among us. God desires to be with his people. And today's passage is found in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to be looking at verses 41 through 49. And here we read about Jesus as a 12-year-old, as a child. And he's traveling to Jerusalem with his parents for the Passover festival. And when the festival was over, after being there for several days, his family began to travel back home. But they failed to realize that Jesus had made the decision to stay there in Jerusalem. And about a day into their trip back home, Jesus' parents realized that Jesus was not with them. As they searched through the crowd and the group that they were traveling with, they realized he wasn't there. And so they traveled back to Jerusalem to try and find him. And after 3 days of searching, I'm sure they were searching frantically, wondering where their son was, they finally found Jesus in the temple. And we're told that Jesus was sitting there among the religious leaders and teachers. And he was listening to them, and he was asking them questions. And it says that they were amazed, they were astonished by Jesus's insight and understanding, especially as this 12-year-old boy. And in verse 48 and 49, it says this: "When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, 'Son, why have you treated us like this?'" Which I think is a completely valid question as a parent who's been looking for their child. She said, "Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." And Jesus responded by saying this. He said, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. You see, in the Old Testament, the temple was the place where God's presence would dwell among the nation of Israel. But the average person, the average Israelite, could not enter into the presence of God. Only the high priest was allowed to enter into the most holy place where God's presence dwelled. And he could only do this once a year on the Day of Atonement, where he would make a sacrifice, a sin offering on behalf of the people. But there was this separation that existed between God and man. But you see, when Jesus came to earth as God in flesh to dwell among us, God's presence was no longer confined to a building. It was no longer confined to a physical location. No, in Jesus, the fullness of God dwelled, which is why Jesus made the claim during his ministry that he was greater than the temple. He was greater than the place where God's presence would dwell in the Old Testament. And when Jesus died on the cross and made atonement for our sins, we're told that the veil in the temple, the veil that separated mankind from the presence of God, it was torn in two, signifying that we no longer need the temple. We no longer need sacrifices and a high priest in order to experience the presence of God in our lives. No, we now have direct access to God through the blood of Jesus, through what Jesus accomplished on the cross, through his death and through his resurrection. You see, the mystery, the gift of Christmas is that God's presence moved from a building. It moved from a physical location, from the temple to his son, to Jesus. And God came to dwell among us. Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us, and he drew near to us so that we could draw near to him, and so that we could experience the presence of God in our lives. We can now approach the throne of God with confidence and receive grace and mercy in our time of need. And so today we want to take a moment to thank God for the Christmas season, for sending his son Jesus to dwell among us. And so Father, we thank you, God, that you took on flesh and you stepped into our mess and our brokenness, that you came to dwell among us. And we thank you for what you accomplished on the cross through your death and resurrection, tearing down the wall that existed between us and you, where we can now come to you with confidence. We can enter into your presence. We can draw near to you because you drew near to us. So Father, we love you, we praise you, and we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.